Cybersecurity is a major priority for my boss, President Obama. It is a major priority for his entire administration. It is a top priority for the Department of Homeland Security. For me personally, as Secretary, advancing the Department's cybersecurity mission is one of my top goals in office. Though I still use an iPod, I am learning. The Department of Homeland Security was formed in 2002 in the wake of the terrorist attack on 9/11. Counterterrorism is the cornerstone of my department's mission. But the reality is that in 2015, cybersecurity has become a mission of equal importance. My message to you today is this: the government does not have all the answers, nor do we have all the talent by any means. Cybersecurity must be a partnership between government and those of you in the private sector. We need each other, and we must work together. There are things government can do for you, and there are things we need you to do for us, frankly. In private law practice, where I've spent most of my professional life, I was a service provider to private clients. I bring that attitude to cybersecurity. I'm enthusiastic and proud about the direction our department is headed in cybersecurity. Under the leadership of Undersecretary Suzanne Spaulding and Deputy Undersecretary Phyllis Schneck, the former Chief Technology Officer at McAfee, we're building an agile and responsive cybersecurity capability. The Department of Homeland Security is the U.S. government's central interface with the private sector in responding to and mitigating cyber threats. We're also responsible for the security of the federal civilian.gov world. Central to our efforts is our National Cybersecurity and Communications Integration Center, also known as the NCIC. That's the acronym. The NCIC is a busy place. It consists of representatives from many federal government agencies as well as the private sector on the NCIC floor. In fiscal year 2014 alone, the NCIC received over 97,000 cyber incident reports from the private and government sectors and issued nearly 12,000 cyber alerts or warnings. Almost continually, an NCIC team is in the field, making what is in effect a house call on a company to assess a significant cyber incident and helping them to fix it. For certain diagnoses, we bring in more doctors from the NSA, the FBI, or other agencies to assist. The NCIC identifies numerous vulnerabilities. Last year, across dozens and dozens of departments and agencies of the U.S. government, we identified 265 instances of the Heartbleed vulnerability, and in a three-week period, we reduced them to just two. Last year, we helped the private and government sectors address Shell Shock, Black Energy, Havex, Back Off Point of Sale, Lenovo, Superfish, and other vulnerabilities. My goal is to see the NCIC move to an even higher and better level.